The White House is reiterating its commitment to an open and transparent government. But open government advocates' expectations are rising as President Barack Obama enters his second term. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on what they want. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily and Tom.
All right, so why are expectations rising among open government advocates?
Well, I think there's several reasons. First, obviously, the Obama administration set high expectations for itself 4 years ago. And then after that initial excitement, maybe the first year and a half, progress really has slowed to a crawl, and people are getting antsy, to say the least. So as President Obama enters his second term, open government advocates want more focus, more activity from agencies to get more information, to get more things out there. Daniel Medcalf is the executive director of American University's Collaboration on Government Secrecy Project. He says within a few years of this initial excitement, disappointment grew to alarm about what hadn't been done.
Things have gotten a bit worse, and we are appropriately at this program sort of pivoting now. Time was when the administration folks were saying, hey, takes time. Got to turn that battleship around, some sort of metaphor like that. Wait till next year. Wait till next year. Wait till you see what the statistics are. Then the statistics come in, the books get cooked, and it's not quite what you think it'll be. Well, now after 4 years, and more to the point with 4 years yet to come that are at stake now, it's time to really take a hard look at what's been happening and not been happening.
So Medcalf says Freedom of Information Act policy implementation is one of the biggest areas of both expectation and progress, though not nearly enough of the latter. Congress and the White House, for example, created the Office of Government Information Services in 2009 with the goal of playing mediator role between agencies and information requesters. It also is going to review government and agency policies and procedures around FOIA. Additionally, the Office of Government Information Services, EPA, Commerce, and other agencies collaborated to build the FOIA online portal, which is something you guys and we have talked about over the last year, to make FOIA process easier and more transparent. Now, all of this is good, but it's not quite enough. Ann Weissman's the Chief Counsel for Citizens for Responsible and Ethics in Washington, or CREW. She says the FOIA portal is an exciting concept that could change how the government addresses information requests, but that culture change must come sooner than later.
We're going to have to break through that mind think of agencies, of thinking, well, FOIA, how I handle my agency's records is my responsibility, and there's no reason, what's the incentive for me to hook up with a portal? And I think that's especially the case for those agencies that have spent money. There are lots of agencies that have relied on, you know, FOIA Express or what the other one is, or bought commercial off-the-shelf products, and they've invested money. And I think it's going to be a hard sell to say to them, you know, forget about those investments and join our merry bandwagon. But I certainly hope they do, and I remain very optimistic.
But that optimism is really on a short fuse, according to the experts at the American University's Washington School of Law's fourth annual Transparency in the Obama Administration event Thursday. Basically, what they're saying is, we understand it takes time. We understand things can move slowly, but now it's time for more action. And I think that's why there's some patience running thin.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So what's the White House going to do next on this whole transparency and open government effort? We have an inauguration day coming this coming Monday. And last year on that very day, 4 years ago on that very day, the president signed the famous memo.
Exactly. And I don't think we're going to see any new memos this week coming up. But the administration definitely understands the impatience of the open government community. At the same time, officials believe the environment is more open and transparent than ever before. And I think that they feel like the open government community is being impatient and not seeing the trees within the forest. Lisa Ellman is the chief counsel for the Open Government Partnership in the White House. She actually pushed back a little bit yesterday against what she called the negative tenor of yesterday's conference agenda.
Political will is crucial here. And I am here today to assure you that the Obama administration is working hard on the issues you care about and that we share your passion for open government. Quick fixes are not always readily available for the issues that our open government movement seeks to address. But we view a second term as yet another moment of opportunity during which we will continue in our march together to chart a new course for open and responsive governance.
She says the White House in 2013 will update the National Open Government Action Plan. Initially, it listed 26 goals. So now that some of them have been accomplished, the White House will reconceive it in terms of where they want to go next. Now, at the agency level, the Office of Government Information Services, OGIS, believes its role will take a new path around FOIA dispute resolution services. Miriam Nesbitt is the director of OGIS.
The dispute resolution aspect of the Freedom of Information Act, marrying those two processes, if you will, is really a culture change. It is a change in the way agencies do business. That's what we aim for with our dispute resolution skills training, which is giving some tools to FOIA professionals to help them assist in resolving disputes, which is now their statutory responsibility. And getting that approach and making that part of the way agencies do business is a long-term strategy.
Now, several agencies have taken advantage of both OGIS's dispute resolution services as well as their mediation services. Let me just give you one quick example. The Transportation Department FOIA officer Kathleen Ray tells about three different instances where OGIS helped to mediate a challenging information requester. Basically, it came down to the information requester wanted a ton of information, and Transportation said, I can't do this. It would take one person a whole year to fulfill this request. So OGIS helped to kind of play the middle person and work both sides out. Now, OGIS's office, Nesbitt runs, is a very small office, about seven people, and it's handled more than 2,000 cases in the last 3 years. She says that number will only increase as agencies receive more FOIA requests and work through their backlogs. One more additional aside that just kind of popped up just earlier this week, the Justice Department announced the new FOIA reporting requirements for agencies. Instead of annual reports, Justice wants quarterly reports on four specific areas: how many FOIA requests the agency received during that quarter, how many they processed during the quarter, the status of their top 10 oldest requests, and the status of their agency's backlog. So as you can see, that there are small steps being taken forward to improve openness. And, of course, there's also the FOIA.gov portal, which, actually, I'll be honest, I hadn't seen before, but it basically is another one of the administration's dashboards around FOIA progress.
So it sounds like there's a lot of work and a lot of work to be done. But how successful have some of the administration's open government efforts been over the first Obama term?
Well, as we'd said in our Obama impact statement, special report back in September timeframe, we gave them a yellow score, or, you know, progress made, more progress needed type of thing. And I think that's probably the feeling across a lot of the open government groups when they look at it, you know, limited success. I think the administration officials would step back and say, no, we've done a lot of work. So, for instance, the White House's Ellman says there have been several changes in the last year alone that are quite significant. She points to the Office of Personnel Management establishing a new job series for government information management. What's called the job series is titled 0306. And basically, the goal is to professionalize the work feds do to administer FOIA and the Privacy Act. She also points to the Managing Government Records Directive released by the president in August. One other area she pointed to was the We the People petition. That just got a lot of attention with the you know, Death Star petition and the Deport Piers Morgan petition. But basically, she said that's really been a great piece of democracy that's really been taken in by people. She said they've received more than 142,000 petitions. They've of those petitions, 9.2 million signatures, and from 5.8 million users. So it's a lot of people are taking part. She says so far there's 229 petitions have crossed the 25,000 signature threshold, and the White House has responded to 167 of them, and the rest are in the works. Now, she says agencies have made the most significant progress around FOIA.
There is a clear presumption in favor of openness and transparency, particularly with regard to FOIA. We have seen concrete improvements in many areas, and one example is that proactive disclosures are up across the board. 95 agencies reported an increase in proactive disclosures in the last year. Backlogs are down in most agencies. We're going to have new quarterly reporting going forward that just happened this week, so we're excited about that. So we believe we're making good progress. We know that there is always more work that can be done.
And at the same time, Cruz Weissman says OMB needs to put a little more pressure on agencies, strongly encouraging them to use that FOIA online portal instead of just showing what they call tepid response for support of the portal. Advocates, of course, also like to see OGIS receive more resources, both people and funding, to address larger and the growing FOIA challenges. I think from the feeling I got from the conference yesterday, overall, the administration is commitment is obviously real. The agency progress to creating more open and transparent government is solid in many areas. But what I think what the open government advocates are frustrated by is the lack of consistency and the slow rate of change. I mean, I think that's most worrisome to them.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for joining us with that update.
Always a pleasure.